LED stands for light emitting diode. An LED uses a semiconductor chip as opposed to a tungsten filament of an incandescent bulb or mercury atoms of a fluorescent lamp. The Madison Area Technical College recently installed about 400 LED fixtures on campus, mainly replacing fluorescent tubes. Electrician Tom Helbig says he's seeing energy savings of about 30%.
That makes me feel good. We're saving taxpayers money, and anything that we can do to save energy is our mantra here.
Helbig acknowledges that LED lights are more expensive to buy, but he says they last much longer and that MATC got a $4,800 grant from the ratepayer-funded Focus on Energy program. Liesl Whitney Schulte of Focus says her agency is backing the purchase of fixtures that meet federal Energy Star standards.
Well, they set a threshold for energy efficiency on a lumens per watt basis. We think about, you know, gasoline and mileage per cars being miles per gallon. This is how much light you get for how much energy you're putting in. They also look at quality metrics like how is the light going to perform over the life of the light.
The grants only go to non-residential buyers of LEDs. The federal government is looking into some of the chemicals used in the production of LED products. But Focus on Energy says the energy savings of the devices make it worth going ahead with incentive programs before the chemical analysis is finished. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.